just your jack in the box. You know, whenever love knocks, I'm gonna bounce up and down on my spring. I tell you, start when it stops. I'm just your jack in the box, because for your love I'd do anything.
Hey, hey! Yes, and that's what horses eat for breakfast. Yes, a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Uri Tussiut. My goodness me, we got a packed show full of brand new entries for this year's Eurovision Song Contest, including our own from the United Kingdom.
Hello, this is Isa Cohen from Israel with the song Abba Nibi Obo Ebe. Remember, you are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this week we're going to start off with our own entry, the United Kingdom entry for 2020's Eurovision Song Contest in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Here is James Newman with My Last Breath.
Some people let go, some people let love slip away. Yeah. But I'm gonna hold on when no one believes. I'll keep the faith. And I know that we're in trouble, but I swear that we'll survive if we were deep sea divers.
James Newman, who's going to be representing the United Kingdom at this year's Eurovision Song Contest with that very song, My Last Breath. It was chosen internally by the BBC and Sony BMG's record label. And James Newman is a very prolific singer, songwriter in particular, based in London. He is the brother of the pop star John Newman. And at the 2014 Brit Awards, James Newman won the Brit Award for the Best Single of the Year as a co-writer of Waiting All Night. Yes, Waiting All Night, which was the song by Rudimental. Yes, Newman will be representing the United Kingdom this year. And James has written songs for so many people. Rudimental, Calvin Harris, Union J, Little Mix, Foxes, Ollie Murs. And the list goes on. Tony Braxton in recent years. Jess Glynn, the Backstreet Boys in their new album since they came back together. And randomly enough, he co-wrote the Irish Eurovision entry in 2017 for Brendan Murray, Dying to Try. Remember that? I do. And to be fair, I liked that song very much. And I don't think that is going to embarrass the United Kingdom whatsoever. I think we could be very proud of this entry this year. And keep positive, peeps. Keep positive. Regardless of political stuff, we don't talk about that here on this show. But I think that, you know, we're in capable hands this year. Wonderful stuff. Wonderful. Okay, right. Well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. If you've not listened in, this is a 1 hour show here on Forest FM 92.3 across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and right across the beautiful New Forest here on the south coast of the United Kingdom. We're live every Sunday at 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. So just an hour providing you the greatest music from Europe's favourite singing competition and the world's largest singing competition as well. If you want to get in contact with us, our Twitter handle is at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. We have requests, plenty of them coming up, and I can't wait to play them, as well as so many new Eurovision songs for this year's contest in Rotterdam. And I'm going to play one for you right now, which was actually decided just before we started the show last week. And I couldn't get a hold of it, obviously, while we're doing the show. But it's an interesting song, I'll put it that way. And there is actually quite a famous karaoke contest show type thing in Poland. And this year, randomly enough, they thought that, maybe they'll have that type of show to select the Eurovision entrant for this year. A bizarre combination of randomness, but that is Eurovision, of course. And it turned out that Alicja Zimplińska will be representing Poland. She actually beat this lead singer, Albert, from Lake Malawi, who represented the Czech Republic last year with a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. And we all know that and love it. So here is Alicja Zimplińska with her song Empires. This is Poland 2020. Dziękuję bardzo. Do widzenia.
Ashes to ashes, dust into dust, I follow you through plan. Try to forgive that I'm not awake. I'm dreaming this dream could last. No, looking down, there's fool's gold in our eyes. So easy, playing with fire. Maybe it's you and me, burning an empire. Is it our fault we rise and fall? Like moths to a flame, like birds to a pane of glass. Hoping for change. Say we're gasoline and a match. No, looking down, there's fool's code in our eyes. Burning an empire happens so easy. Playing with fire, maybe it's you. Like a bird to a plane.
Hey, Miss Kiss, let us dance.
Mrs. Kiss, Kiss Bang, she's not a fool. Extraordinary and oh so cool. When I feel the touch of her sweet lips, I know this is a devil's kiss. She sets my soul on fire with no return. Ooh, baby, just burn, burn, burn. And I think we're like Mr. and Mrs. Right. So I'll give you my heart tonight. Miss Kiss, Kiss Bang, come let us sing. Miss Kiss, Kiss Bang, now let us swing. Take your sweet, sweet, sweet little thing. Miss Kiss, Kiss Bang, come let us swing. When I look into her eyes, the flames grow higher. I know this is a kiss of fire. Imagination feeds my hungry heart. Give me your love before we part. And I'm on the way of no return. Ooh, baby, just burn, burn, burn. And I think we're like Mr. and Mrs. Right. So I'll give you my heart tonight. Miss Kiss, Kiss Bang, come let us sing. Miss Kiss, Kiss Bang, now shake your sweet, sweet, sexy thing. Miss Kiss, Kiss Bang, come let us sing.
Miss Kiss, Kiss Bang, Miss Kiss, Kiss Bang.
Miss Kiss, Kiss Bang, now let us swing.
Miss Kiss, Kiss Bang, Miss Kiss, Kiss Bang.
You are my queen and I'm your king.
Miss Kiss, Kiss Bang, Miss Kiss, Kiss Bang.
Shake your sweet, sweet thing.
Goodness me. Germany 2009, Alex Swings, Oscar Sings with Miss Kiss, Kiss Bang. Yes. And it featured Dieter von Teese on the stage in Moscow. And they came 20th, would you believe? I think they brought Dieter von Teese on there for a few votes, but it really didn't work out. I wonder why. I'll let your suspicions run wild. Well, that will lead us into this year's German entry, which was announced a few hours after the UK's announcement too. And Germany are represented by somebody who was born in Slovenia. Yes, Ben Dolic. And Ben Dolic will be performing the song Violent Thing. Yes. It's a great up-tempo modern song, and I think it's going to do quite well for Germany. Germany don't do too badly when they pick an up-tempo song, actually, must admit. It's when they go a bit slow, it's mixed results. But I think this is going to do good for Germany. Wish them all the very best with this. So this is Ben Dolic with Violent Thing. Here is Germany's entry for Rotterdam 2020.
Got that thing that I can't deny, killing me soft with the big brown eyes. Such a violent thing, would you let me know? Knocking me down like a domino. Oh. You know that I'm right here, I'm working on love, I'm waiting on something I need. I think that you know what I want. You got me on the edge of my seat. Tonight, 24 hours ago, you got that look in your eyes. Don't need your number.
roses all alone. And I wanna hear what you gotta say, but you won't give me no audio.
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I'm not one to fall on my face the moment that we fall out. You could say my attitude is, I know what life's about. So if we try and things go wrong, I'll still be glad we met. But I'm gonna fall in love again the very first chance I get.
That's Mary Hopkin and the song that came second in her own national final in 1970. It was on the 7th of March. That is I'm Going to Fall in Love Again, which ended up getting 74,670. But Knock Knock Who's There, which went on to Amsterdam for the Eurovision Song Contest that year and ending up coming second, it won the national final with 120,290. So back then it was a postcard voting system. Yes, and the national final was on an episode of It's Cliff Richard, hosted by Cliff Richard. Yes. So I've got Rob here. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
And how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Tickety boo. Thank you. Though I'm still recovering from last night. and the shock that some of the choices by our European cousins, eh? Anyway, that's me. Don't know about the rest of you. What do you think, Rob, so far about the song selected for Eurovision 2020 so far?
There are some good ones. I like Italy, I like Norway, I like Lithuania, I like Australia. Mm. I quite like our song. I like Slovenia, although that's had a lot of bad press. I don't know why. It's a really nice song.
Yeah.
Germany's okay. I do not like Latvia. I do not like Armenia. And Poland, I couldn't understand what she was saying. She was singing in English, and she was really not singing it very clearly, so that would put me off a lot. Hopefully the live... Yeah. Hopefully once I hear it again, it might get better, because it sounds like it's got a nice tune. Iceland, it's just a bit niche, and I don't know if it's going to get votes. Goodness me, who else is there? Mm. I like Croatia. It's another Balkan ballad. I do like a Balkan ballad, you see. Quite like Moldova. France is really boring, have to say. Sorry. I don't dislike it, but it's dull. And I think Estonia is really boring as well.
Oh, dear.
I probably missed a few countries out, but they're the ones I can think of at the moment.
That's fine. Don't worry, dear. That's fine. So, are you ready?
Spain, I quite like.
Yes. Yeah, you do, don't you? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was like, you've got Spain? Shock, Rob, that's your pet country. Right, okay, what is it now time for?
It's time for Rob's Random Request.
Yes, now Rob's got the two hats with little bits of paper inside. Yes, you can hear that there. So the first hat has little bits of paper with countries on. No, years, sorry. And then the other hat has countries inside. Right, so Rob's going to pull them completely at random. Completely at random. So...
Okay, I've got one.
Okay, Roberto, what is it?
2002.
Oh, interesting. Because there's that strange thing, 10 album covers for 10 days, and that was my day 10. Because really, the 2002 contest was the contest which really got me excited about Eurovision and turned into a super fan.
It was what I call the horror years of Eurovision, then, isn't it?
A lot of people would agree with you with that. Right.
Okay, so let me get a country out. Hang on, got one. Oh, Spain.
Ah, Rosa.
Did we play Spain last week, didn't we?
We did.
Oh, well, there you go, Spain again.
So Spain 2002. Thank God it wasn't 2008 again. Oh, dear. So, Rosa's Living a Celebration.
Oh, that's a really nice song.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. And good memories. This came seventh for Spain in 2002 in Tallinn, Estonia. So, yes, Rob, it is Spain 2002.
Enjoy, everyone.
Yes, get your dancing
feet on.
Feet on and dance the night away.
Ya corren mis venas la emoción y nace.
Yes, that's Rosa, Living in Celebration for Spain 2002. This week's Rob's Random Request. Now, Rob alluded to this earlier. It's very niche, and I completely agree with him. It wasn't my favourite of songs for getting in the Icelandic National Final, though. I don't know. Either this is going to do really well, or it's going to flop big time, and they're not going to qualify, so I don't know. So here is Dadif an Gagna Maugnith, which basically means David and the Data Magnet. And here is their song, Thinking About Things. This is very niche, but I hope you enjoy it. Sort of suspend your disbelief. So here is Iceland 2020.
Baby, I can't wait to know. Be there, so though I know I love you, I find it hard to see how you feel about me. Cause I don't understand you. I yet to learn how to speak. When we first met, I will never forget. Cause even though I didn't know you yet, we were bound together then and forever, and I could never let you go. Baby, I can't wait to know. What do you think about things? Believe it, I will always be there, so you can tell me anything and I'll listen. When we are together, there isn't anywhere that I would rather be. Of a feather, I just hope you enjoy our company. It's been some time, and though hard to define, as if the stars have started to align, we are bound together now and forever, and I will never let you go.
This is Hatari from Iceland. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Oh,
Eva, in the Icelandic national final, she didn't make it even to the super final. What's going on? That performance was epic. I loved it. Eva with Oculus Verder, which means from Latin into English, the eye sees. Eva is a blind singer, and my goodness me, her voice was stunning. And the backing singers were right on point as well last night at Songs for Kempnin. Oh, so sad. Never mind, at least we have those songs in our hearts. If they don't make it to Eurovision and you're a Eurovision fan and you know about the songs in the national final, never forget that even if they don't make it to go to Eurovision itself, we still have those songs. They're not going anywhere. Right, sit back and relax. It's now time to keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, it's time for your Eurovision Showcase news with me, Kieran Ari Tussiot. And today's news is dated the 1st of March 2020. Welcome to Forest FM. Now, later on today, we will have the Greek entry, which will be announced by the Greek broadcaster EPT. And also, tonight, we have the national finals of Serbia and Romania. So stick around for our coverage on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Portugal's Festival de Canção's second semi-final took place last night. So the final for next Saturday has been all confirmed. To find out the results of that, head over to our friends at Eurovoix, eurovoix.com. Now, last night was the last heat of Melodifestivalen 2020, which took place in Sweden, with four artists qualifying to the final. And now, with the lineup now complete, Swedish broadcaster SVT has revealed the full running order for the final in Stockholm. I will tell you who is starting. It's Viktor Kron, and finishing the contest will be Anis Don Dimina. So the national final will be taking place in the Friends Arena in Stockholm, and the winner will be chosen as Sweden's representative for the Eurovision in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. And the show will take place next Saturday. And the show starts at 7 p.m. GMT. Now, on Tuesday, Israel has its national final of Shahabeh Habar. And on the 4th, so that would be on Wednesday, the Netherlands will be releasing its entry for Makoi. And Switzerland will be announcing its song and artist announcement. Then on Thursday, the 5th, Austria will release its entry for Vincent, and also Ireland will have a song and artist announcement from RCE Studios in Dublin. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. And you're listening to Forest FM with me, Kieran Ari Tussiot, in the Eurovision Showcase. Now, we still have plenty more songs to come, including the brand new entries of Estonia, Moldova and Croatia, which will be featuring inside our Live and Kicking segment. Yes, indeed. And we still have requests coming out of our ears. So great, stick around here on the Eurovision Showcase.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com or search the show on Spotify, Mixcloud or any podcast app, including Apple Podcast and the Podbean app itself. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Ari Tuttiot. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Feeling guilty. life can be full of beautiful surprises. I never really knew the man I thought was me. Dreams that I believed convinced my destiny. I was meant to be alone. But how can you know how a star looks if you've never looked at the sky? I couldn't have told you what blue is till I looked into your eyes. Or how soft the feel of a cloud is till I was touching your skin. The world is a wonder of wonders I'd never seen. I never imagined the power, I never imagined the need, I never imagined what love is. Now love is all I dream. How wonderful was the awakening. Now everything is a surprise. Painted in sounds and you're breathing, colored by your side.
Savista representing Estonia at this year's Eurovision Song Contest with that very song, What Love Is. Yes, and I like that song, but I don't know if it's competitive enough to really stand out, so I'm a bit worried for Estonia this year. We'll have to wait and see, of course, like everything else in this beautiful contest. Now, we have a request from a listener. Yes, and it is from Tim Verbroven, who's living in London. And he's a Belgian guy, and he listens into the show. So thank you very much, Tim. Lovely to hear from you. And he would like to make a request for the show, and he would like to hear Belgium's Eurovision entry in 2004, One Life by Zandi. And in his opinion, it's one of the best but underrated songs Belgium have ever sent, and I couldn't agree more. It was the pre-contest favourite, I believe, for 2004's contest. And Ruslana with Wild Dancers won for Ukraine, and Ukraine's second attempt at the Eurovision Song Contest, and they won it. But poor old Belgium came towards the bottom. Actually, they were joint second last with the Irish entry, would you believe? So, sad times. But Tim, we can remember the good times and how awesome this song is. So here is Zandi with One Life, Belgium 2004, for Tim up in London. Natalia Gordenko with Prison. That is Moldova's Eurovision entry for 2020. And I was saying to Rob last night, as we were sort of watching the songs that have been selected while we were watching Songs for Kettner in the Icelandic national final last night, that's probably the best Moldovan song that I've heard sort of like initially like that for quite a few years. I mean, we love Dore Dos and obviously Sunstroke Project from 2017 as well. So we'll see what happens. But I think Moldova runs her qualification, I think, this year. Best of luck to them, of course. And their neighbours, Romania, who are picking tonight, as well as Serbia. Okay, righty-ho. It's now time for another request. And we're going to go across the pond to Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Bienvenue, Canada. And bonsoir, tout le monde. And let's hear from Javier Leal, who is in Montreal. And he has a request for this week. So take it away, Javier.
Hello, Kieran. This is Javier in Montreal, Canada. There's this song I came across just days ago, and I reckon it deserves a play in the show. You know how many artists from the Eurovision Song Contest released new music upon their performance in the competition? The same is true for artists from Melodifestivalen, my favorite national selection of them all. Last week, we saw the Swedish pop legend Nanne Grönvall make a comeback with Carpool Karaoke, bringing back that schlager sound some of us miss a lot. After her Melodifestivalen 2005 entry, Holomé, was presented, she released the album Altik på väg, which includes the track Många karra lite tid, a real schlagbanger, and I'd like to dedicate it to my friend Robert Vatström in Gothenburg, Sweden, who loves a good schlager song as much as I do, and it plays here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Kieran, Rob, and everyone else, enjoy this one. Ta-ta!
Så vet jag att denna gång är han mannen som blir
Miket.
Oh, that is amazing. Takto Miket, Javier. Love that song. And Robert Wallstrom, I hope you like that too. Yes, that is Nan the Gronnevall with Manga Kara Littid, which means many men sometime. And as Javier was just mentioning, Nan the Gronnevall was in Melody Festival's fourth semi-final just last weekend. And the shocking thing is it managed to get a lot of interest, certainly with James Corden himself, with the song Carpool Karaoke, and made a big thing about it on his Late Late Show. I'll put the clip up on Facebook later on our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. But my goodness me, it was hilarious. And I think there is a possibility that Nan the Gronnevall will be meeting up with James Corden at some point in the United States and singing along to Carpool Karaoke during Carpool Karaoke. That would be pretty amazing. Right, now it's time for us to hear our final song that has been decided last night on Saturday for Eurovision 2020. We're about halfway through now, folks. So here we go with all the songs for Eurovision 2020. But here is our final song, and it is going to be part of Live and Kicking. Yes, it's time for us to play a song from a live Eurovision performance, and this is going to be Croatia's Eurovision entry in 2020. Yes, for this year. It's Damir Kedzoc with the song Durje Vetrier, which means wild winds, apparently. I hope I've pronounced that right. Sorry to any Croatians listening. Right, and that is it for your Eurovision showcase. I will leave you in the capable hands of Croatia's Eurovision entry for Rotterdam this year. Take care. Arrivederci, au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen, vislat, dobizenia. Thank you very much. Takso miket, adios. And I'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. with loads more Eurovision entries for this year's contest. Yes, it's gonna be a banger. Take care. Toodaloo.
Jednom kad zaboraviš mi ime i krevet hladan postane kao snijegom okovane zime kad ništa ne preostane. Ja ću te voljeti da divlji vjetre. U tišini ostavi me gdje sam, svaka riječ sad prosta je. Odlazi i pusti me da ne znam kako čovjek postaje. Ono što nisi više.
jeseni, tuga u bojama jeseni.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.